At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Square Sports Lane Frank Podcast. As you know, I'm the host of this podcast, Lane Frank, and this is now episode number 17. We are 17 episodes through, and get ready for this action-packed episode. The College Football Playoff National Championship is set. Alabama versus Ohio State. The NFL coaching carousel is going around. A lot of coaches getting fired. The NFL playoffs are set. The NBA is starting to heat up. The Knicks are actually good this year, surprisingly. Get ready for this action-packed episode, episode number 17. Stay tuned, Square Sports fans. Let's get into it. Let's start off episode number 17, how we always do, with our headlines in the NBA. What is going on with James Harden in the Rockets? I mean, you'd think he'd be traded by now. I think he's just going to stick it out and stay with them for the rest of the year and get traded in the offseason. You know, this is really, really surprising to me. I think that's just what's going to end up happening, that he's going to stay in Houston for the rest of the year because he's playing pretty well. I think he's just going to stay in Houston until the end of the year and then get traded in the offseason. So that's bad with James Harden. But the Knicks, they are good. And I mean, good. I'm surprised. I watch the Knicks. The Knicks are my favorite team. Like, I can say to Raptors fans, my Knicks are better than your Raptors. My Knicks are better than your Warriors. I can say that to Warriors fans. And the Warriors, if I told you, Warriors fans, if I told you that 3 years ago the Knicks would be better than the Warriors to start the season, the year 2020, you'd think I'm crazy. But the Knicks are on fire right now. Let's talk about Steph Curry and the Warriors, even though I just kind of went off on them a little bit. They're starting to pick it up a little bit. Draymond Green isn't playing well at all. But Steph Curry dropped 62 points. 62. That's crazy. That is absolutely insane. They dropped 62 points. Career high. You know, a lot of people said he can't lead this team. That he's not. Yeah, I mean, I can't carry this team. I think he can. He played amazing. 62 points. You know, Philadelphia 76ers. You know, they're at the top of the East right now. They're sitting at 5-1 at the time of this recording. That's crazy. I mean, just saying, they're quietly at the top of the East. If I told you that before the season, you know, you'd be a little stunned. The only loss was to the Cavaliers when Joel Embiid was out that game. They're playing at an extremely, extremely high level, and the Sixers are playing really, really well. Let's move over to the NFL. Doug Peterson. Man, I'm a Giants fan. You ruined my chances. Who's Nate Sudfeld? Like, I kind of feel bad for you because you're getting all this hate, but, I mean, you just wanted to play. I really had no idea who Nate Sudfeld is. I mean, the only reason I knew who Nate Sudfeld was from playing Madden. And Jalen Hurts, I don't know why they pulled him in. A lot of Eagles players were upset. There was a report that some defensive players had to be held back from having an altercation with Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson, I really hope you get fired. Terrible coach, Doug Peterson. The Dolphins. Yeah, the Dolphins. You go 10-6, but you don't make the playoffs, and Washington goes 7-9 and does make the playoffs. How's that feel? I mean, that's mind-boggling to me, mind-boggling. Dolphins, good team, but you blew it in the last week of the season. You know, maybe if Fitzpatrick played, that's a different story. Defense was absolutely terrible. You can't give 55 points. I mean, and Josh Allen didn't even play. Like, the second half of the game, it was all Matt Barkley. You can't give up, like, 25 points to Matt Barkley. This Dolphins D was considered elite. No. This Dolphins team, I show no sympathy right now. Tua, I show no sympathy for you. You did not play well at all. And it's a okay Bills defense. Deshaun Watson may just be one of the most skilled players I've ever seen. I mean, I'm watching him. He's amazing. He's amazing, but he's stuck on one of the worst teams in the NFL, in the Texans. You know, he's a really, really good player, Deshaun Watson. I do really, really feel bad for him. Really, really good player, Deshaun Watson, just stuck on a really, really bad team. Same with J.J. Watt, but I really hope they get a good head coach, and we'll talk about more about head coaches in just a second, but I hope they get a good coach like Eric Bieniemy, someone else. I really hope that they're on the right track, Texas, because they might just be wasting Deshaun Watson. This was probably one of his best years in the NFL, and they wasted it. So let's talk about the coaches who got fired. Anthony Lynn, I called it. I said Anthony, I've been saying it for months. Anthony Lynn will get fired by the end of the year. He got fired. I said Adam Gase will get fired by the end of week 17. He got fired. I mean, later than I expected, but still, he got fired after week 17. So I mean, those coaches, I called it. They got fired. They deserve to be fired. Hopefully, they can get a good coach. I hope it's not Jim Harbaugh. There's a lot of rumors that it will be Jim Harbaugh to be the next head coach. You know, I'm a Michigan Wolverines fan, and he's their head coach. I really hope he doesn't go to the NFL. But I did call it that Andy Lynn and Adam Gase would both get fired. Carson Wentz wants out, and I don't blame him. You know, there's a lot of rumors that he wants to be traded. I hope he gets traded to the Colts with Frank Reich, his former offensive coordinator. That would be really, really, really good for him. Frank Reich, and that was like the year he like almost won the MVP. He would have won the MVP probably if he was healthy the whole year towards ACL midway through the season. But Carson Wentz, I hope he gets traded to Indianapolis, get out of that terrible, dysfunctional organization the Eagles right now. A lot of people are saying they're like the Jets, but they're winning games. Very dysfunctional organization. Like, they picked J.J. Arcega-Whiteside over DK Metcalf. They picked Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. I mean, this Eagles team, Howie Roseman, their GM, I don't know. I mean, not a good situation for Carson Wentz. Not a good situation for Jalen Hurts. Not a good coach in Doug Peterson. Do not blame him for wanting out. That's about for the headlines this week. Leave your thoughts in the comment section. Now, the NFL playoffs, like I said, are set. Last week was the last regular season, last week of the regular season, and it was the last week to get a perfect record from the regular season. We had 17 weeks to do it, and we really couldn't do it. But last week was the week we did get that perfect record. 16 weeks before we couldn't get it, week 17. I said I was determined on getting that perfect record, and we did get that perfect record. Yeah, we got that perfect record. Let's go for that perfect record this week when picking the playoff games. So let's jump into it. Colts-Bills. The Bills, you know, I was really thinking about picking the Colts here because, you know, Phillip Rivers, I mean, should have retired last year, Phillip Rivers, but he should have. I mean, he's not really playing that great. And the Bills, I mean, they have a good run game, I guess. Nyheim Hines, Jonathan Taylor, Jordan Wilkins, a couple other guys. But this Bills team is just too good. Closer than expected, though, 27-23. Give me the Bills. Rams, Seahawks. You know, John Walford might have to start this game because I do expect Jared Goff to be out. Stomach injury. You know, John Walford, you played decent. Played decent against the Cardinals. And the Cardinals didn't even have Kyler Murray. They had Chris Trevler for most of the game. So, I mean, I expect the Seahawks to win this one very, very big. 35-10. That Rams D does not show up. Actually, I'll switch it to 26-13. Give me the Seahawks in this one. But, I mean, bigger than expected. This Rams team without Jared Goff, and, you know, Jared Goff isn't the greatest of quarterbacks, but at least he keeps the offense together, gets the ball to Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, his playmakers. I'm going to take the Seahawks in this one, 26-13. Buccaneers versus Washington. Buccaneers roll. That's all there is to say. They roll past the Washington football team. Sorry, Alex Smith. Sorry, Chase Young. You said you wanted Tom Brady. You're going to get Tom Brady, but you're going to get the great Tom Brady. They win 36-7. Over the Washington football team. Give me the Buccaneers in this one. Ravens-Titans. The Ravens win this one. You know why? Because last time they played, went to overtime, and Lamar Jackson, I think a lot of people said he had COVID at the time, and they tested positive a week later. Same thing happened with Cam Newton. He slowed down the week before he tested positive, and same thing happened with Lamar Jackson. This Titans team isn't playing great, and if Sam Sloman doesn't hit that game-winning field goal, you're probably going to lose to the Texans in overtime. So this Ravens team, I think they do beat the Titans, rolling at the right time, Ravens. I mean, what a game last week against the Bengals, 38-3, good game by Lamar Jackson. Ravens won this one. Big. All right, Bears-Saints. The Saints, big. They played earlier in the year against the Bears, and it went to overtime. It did, but that was with Nick Foles, and Mr. Trubisky will play better than Nick Foles did in that game, but they will still get blown out. They'll probably get into the red zone a lot of times. The Bears, maybe Matt Nagy will get a little bit aggressive. Go for it on fourth down. They won't be able to score that much. It'll be like a field, like they'll score a lot of field goals. Give me the Saints in this one. 36-9. Saints are rolling at the right time. I like the Saints team a lot. Browns Steelers. They played last week, the Browns. But a key thing is happening. Kevin Stefanski tests positive for COVID and he won't be able to coach this game. Their special teams coordinator will have to coach it. Not the same kind of thing. And Baker Mayfield struggled with all of his wide receivers. Everything for Baker Mayfield has to be like the same. It has to be. Or else, like, maybe he struggles or something. I'm going to pick the Browns in this one still, but because I don't know if Big Ben plays well against this Browns D, you know. I'm going to pick the Browns in this one really, really close, 26-21, low-scoring game. Maybe if Big Ben played last week, then they win that game because Mason Rudolph missed that two-point conversion throw. Maybe Ben Roethlisberger makes that two-point conversion throw. But whatever, I'm picking thus Browns in this one close. That's about for Scored Sports NFL Game Day. Let's get that perfect record this week. I am determined not. Leave your picks in the comment section. Now, MVP, LVP. The MVP this week is Justin Fields. Okay, let's just say it really quick. Justin Fields is MVP. Michigan fan. Don't want to praise him too much, but you got to give credit where it's due. Justin Fields, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. I mean, probably a bunch of broken ribs. He was so banged up in that game. Justin Fields. Yeah, Justin Fields is MVP this week. LVP. Doug Peterson and Nate Sudfeld. Doug Peterson, you're lucky because I'm going to go... I could go so much harder than you this episode. I could say you're the worst coach of all time. I could, you know, Doug Peterson, man, you make me mad as a Giants fan. And Nate Sudfeld's like, what did I do? I mean, I'm just a player. I mean, I'm not the greatest player, but, like, all I did is play, and I'm getting all this hate, you know? Like, it was a terrible decision by Doug Peterson to pull Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts was really, really upset on the sideline. I wouldn't be so surprised if Doug Peterson is out by the end of this offseason. And same with Howie Roseman, their president and GM. I really, really wouldn't be so surprised. Doug Peterson, you're easily LVP this week. Same with Nate Sudfeld, maybe even Miles Sanders, because he was really, really upset that they pulled Jalen Hurts. He even said on Tuesday and a bunch of other things, you know, they're very upset in Philly fans. You know, Doug Peterson, terrible, terrible decision to pull Jalen Hurts. Terrible, terrible head coach right now. Yeah, Doug Peterson, you need to be thrown out of town. You really only have one good year, that Super Bowl year, which... Nick Foles led you there, so, and that. Well, Carson Wentz got you half the way, then Nick Foles picked it up in the playoffs, obviously. And Nate Sudfeld, he's LVP also. That's about for MVP, LVP this week. Who's your MVP this week? Since LVP is obvious, who's your MVP? Leave that in the comment section. You know, like, in life, you don't always want to move off something so quick, but NFL quarterbacks sometimes... You want to move, and same with the NFL quarterbacks, you don't always want to move off them so quick. But then if you don't start liking it right away, then and you don't like it over a long period of time, then you start to get rid of it. Like how the Washington football team got rid of Dwayne Haskins, how the Cardinals got rid of Josh Rosen, because they just thought there was a better fit. They thought they could get a better player like Kyler Murray, and Washington football team will obviously draft a quarterback this year probably. So, I mean, Tua Tagovailoa, same thing. He's struggled a little bit down the way. I'm not going to say it. They do have a top three pick. All right, you got to weigh all the options. You really, really do. Maybe he's the quarterback of your future. Maybe he's not because Zach Wilson, Justin Fields may be on the board. But say like Penei Sewell, a great offensive lineman to a needs offensive line, is on the board, then obviously you take him. But I'm going to weigh all the options here because, you know, I'm just saying, like, Zach Wilson's a great player and Tua struggled a little bit. But let's weigh all the options. You know, Tua, it's been a COVID year for him. Like, you're a rookie. You get thrown into that situation. And he's coming off a big injury. He's probably been, like, a little bit tentative. He hasn't tried to, like, show, like, go, like, crazy, like, scramble that much, you know. Like, try to get, because then he can maybe get hurt, re-aggravate his injury or something like that. But, I mean, I saw this in college a little bit with him. Like, his first game, national championship, really wasn't too aggressive. And then we've seen some games of them this year where, like, his first game, he throws 95 yards. All right, that's fine. Then the Broncos game, he struggles. Then the Raiders game, he struggles. Then the Bills game, he struggles. And you got to weigh a couple options, but... You know, rookie year slump isn't always the worst thing. Like, Peyton Manning had terrible rookie year, but like 25 interceptions, and then you see where Peyton Manning's at now, obviously. Future Hall of Famer, obviously. So, you know, I'm just saying, Zach Wilson, I like him. But right now, I'm going to say, you know, Tua, he's a good player. He's a good player. You should probably give him one more year. You do have a top three pick, which, yeah, obviously. So, that's what I think. Leave your thoughts in the comment section. Very, very interesting decision here with the Dolphins and Tua, you know, like I said, a lot of quarterbacks on the board, Penei Sewell, but you need to build, if you're committed to building around Tua, then you get offensive line, then you get wide receivers, then you get help on the offensive side of the ball, Jamar Chase, maybe you draft Devontae Smith, his former college teammate, he threw the national championship game-winning touchdown to. I'm just saying, maybe trade out that number 3 slot, try and get like future draft picks, trade like number 10 or something like that. That'd probably be the best thing for them right now, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, what do you think? Leave that in the comment section. Tua Tagovailoa, maybe it's not his time. Not Tua's time. Leave that in the comment section. Leave your thoughts in the comment section. Those are mine. Now, let's take a look back at, you know, how we did a segment in episode number 13, like, all these teams who are on the bubble to make the playoffs, will they get in? Let's see if my predictions were right. The first one was that I said that the Vikings would go 8-8 and not make the playoffs. That was correct. They went 7-9, I think. But they did not make it to the playoffs, so I guess that was correct. The second one, I was wrong on. I said the Cardinals would make the playoffs, gain the last playoff spot. The Bears got the last playoff spot, and the Cardinals did not. So that one, I was incorrect on. So 1-2 so far, but Cardinals did not make the playoffs this year. But this was a big one that I was right on. The Buccaneers, you know, I always made bold predictions about the Buccaneers, saying that they were the best team in the NFL, that they were going to win the Super Bowl, everything like that. But this one, I said I was actually right on. I said they would win out for the rest of the year, which they did. They won out for the rest of the year. I was right on that. They had to play the Falcons 2 times. They had to play the Vikings, and then they played the Lions. So pretty easy schedule down the way. So I picked them to win out, and that was correct. They didn't win out, and they obviously are in the playoffs. You know, the Dolphins, I said they were, like, sitting out, like, an amazing record at that time. I said they wouldn't make the playoffs, and you know, I got a lot of heat for that. So, but I was right in the end. I said they'd go 8-8. They went 10-6. I said they'd lose to the Raiders. They beat the Raiders. I said they'd lose to the Patriots. They beat the Patriots. But I did say they would lose to the Chiefs, which they did lose to the Chiefs. I did say they would lose to the Bills, which they did lose to the Bills. And, yeah, they did not get into the playoffs. So I only missed one pick on my NFL on the bubble segment. But a lot of the NFL playoffs finally said that. That was just a quick look back on if it was right, if I was wrong. Leave your thoughts in the comment section. Now, did you know? Today's Did You Know is, did you know the Lions have had 29 head coaches of all time? They're looking for a new one this year after they fired Matt Patricia. And guess what? They've only had one playoff win in franchise history. Barry Sanders only had one playoff win in his career, and that's the only playoff win the Lions have ever had. Matthew Stafford has never, ever won a playoff game. That is absolutely crazy. You know, I'm trying to find out, good did you know, and I'm looking through some things, and, you know, I see that I'm looking at the Lions' history because I knew they didn't have a good one. I see they only have one playoff win. You know, at least I thought they had, like, 10 or something. No, they have only had one playoff win in the history of their franchise. Mind-boggling. Absolutely crazy. That is astonishing to me that they've only had one playoff win in their history, and they've had 29 head coaches. They're looking for a new one this year. That is crazy. Did you know that? Leave that in the comment section. That's why I forgot to know this week. Now, college football showcase. National championship is set. Alabama versus Ohio State. But let's wait to pick that game. You know, let's pick really quick my 2021 national championship pick. Texas A&M. I'm going to pick them. Texas A&M. They got a really, really good defense. And Kellen Mond held them back a little bit this year in some games. The LSU game could have played better. The Auburn game, he could have played better. But guess who their quarterback's going to be next year? 5-star, number one quarterback recruit last year, Haynes King. They're going to be a really, really good team next year. Texas A&M. A really, really good team with that defense, with Haynes King at quarterback. They'll be a great team next year. And they are my 2021 national championship pick right now. Very early national championship pick, but they are. Tom Herman, Texas head coach, was fired. Fired after winning 7 games. And Jim Harbaugh won 2 games this year and still has a job. But I like Jim Harbaugh as Michigan's head coach. Steve Sarkisian will replace Tom Herman as head coach Texas. He will be the new head coach of Texas, current Alabama offensive coordinator. He's done a great job with them this year. Mac Jones did a great job with Tua last year. He was the Falcons offensive coordinator a couple years ago. He used to be the USC head coach, Washington head coach. So he's bounced around a couple blue bloods with USC. Now he's going to go with Texas, rich history, obviously. So Steve Sarkisian will be the new head coach of Texas. But that was shocking news that Tom Herman was fired after the AD confirmed a couple months ago that he would remain the head coach of Texas. Maybe something changes his mind. Steve Sarkisian will be the new head coach of Texas. Iowa State, here's another hot take I'm going to say about next year. Iowa State will make the playoff. They got Brock Purdy coming back, their quarterback. They got Breece Hall, their running back, all-star running back coming back next year. You know, maybe win the Heisman next year. Great season for Breece Hall last year. They'll definitely make the playoff next year. With that defense, Brock Purdy will improve, definitely. And they will. They will make the playoff next year. You know, a lot of people are saying Matt Campbell should go to the NFL. But why? I mean, they're going to be a great team next year at Iowa State. He should wait maybe another year. I mean, if his desire is to go to the NFL and maybe flop like Adam Gase did, like Matt Rhule might do. Matt Rhule might flop. I mean, I'm not sure about him in Carolina right now. But a lot of NFL teams are going to come calling, and he might just want to take that job. But I think Iowa State, if they still do have Matt Campbell as their head coach next year, they definitely will make the playoff. But now, let's pick the national championship game. The game of the year. Alabama versus Ohio State. Justin Fields versus Mac Jones. Najee Harris versus Ohio State defense. I'm excited for this game. I think Alabama will strike early. At the end of the first quarter, it will be 21-14 Alabama. I think it's going to be a really, really high-scoring game. At halftime, it will be 28-21 Alabama. Alabama's still winning. After three quarters, Ohio State will burst out of nowhere and take the lead 37-34. Yes, they will. And the final score will be Ohio State 47, Alabama 50. Off a game-winning field goal, Alabama will be your 2021 national champions, marking it right here. High-scoring game, Alabama 2021 national champions. Leave your thoughts in the comment section. Who's your national championship pick? Leave that in the comment section. Now, January Madness, the college football showcase of college basketball. There's a lot of good games in college. There's a lot of good teams in college basketball. Texas basketball is amazing this year. They're ranked number 4 in the AP poll right now, beating Kansas by like 30 the other day. Really, really good team, Kansas basketball, Texas basketball. Same with Michigan basketball. Undefeated, 9-0, ranked number 10 in the country, led by Hunter Dickinson and Franz Wagner. I am so glad that Michigan basketball is good again. And let's rank the top 5 teams in college basketball right now. Number 1, Gonzaga Bulldogs. We haven't heard too much about them in a little while because, you know, they haven't played many good teams in like about a week because they play in a really, really, really weak conference, not a Power 6 conference of college basketball. But they're still number 1 in college basketball right now. Gonzaga, I'm putting them in number 1. Jalen Suggs, Corey Kispert, Drew Timmy, great team, number 1. Number 2, Baylor. I've been doubting the Baylor Bears in basketball all year. I said they'd lose to Illinois. I said they'd lose to a bunch of other teams. I'll be excited to see that Texas versus Baylor matchup later this year. I will be. That'll be a really, really good game. But they're the second best team in college basketball right now. Baylor is number 2. Number 3, Villanova. You know, Villanova has had to pause all their basketball activities. Actually, no. Let's move Villanova down to 4. Texas is at number 3. Texas is ranked number 4 in the AP poll right now, but I'm putting them at number 3. Texas, right now, in my opinion, is the third best team in college basketball. Really, really, really good team. Shaka Smart, good coach. Really good coach. Texas is the third best team in college basketball, in my opinion. Number 4, Villanova, like I just said. They've had to pause all their activities for a while, you know. Villanova, good team. Their one loss to Virginia Tech, upset. And it was about a month ago, 2 months ago. So I'm not really concerned about that. Villanova, a really, really, really good team. They're number 4, in my opinion. Number 5. This is not a biased pick. My Michigan Wolverines. They're undefeated right now, Michigan basketball. Really, really, really good team. And I'm excited about it. 9-0, one of like the last 20 undefeated teams. I think there's like 16 undefeated teams right now. Baylor's one of them. Gonzaga's one of them, obviously. Michigan is one of them. Michigan basketball, great team. The 5th best team in college basketball, opinion. Not a biased pick. Led by Hunter Dickinson, all-star freshman. He'll be a really, really good player this year. He'll be on the Wooden Award watch list, averaging like 20 points a game. Amazing player. Michigan basketball, really, really good team this year. Love watching them play. Michigan basketball is the 5th best team in college basketball. Like I said, Gonzaga's at number 1. Texas is at number 3. Leave your top 5 teams in college basketball in the comment section. Now, hot or not, let's discuss the teams who are hot in the NBA and the teams who are not. First team who's not is the Raptors. 1-5 at the time of this record. Not a good team at all. But here's a team who's hot right now. The Magic, they're 5-2. Cole Neither point guard. Marco Fultz. Mo Bamba. Couple other. Nikola Vucevic. How'd I leave him out? A lot of really, really good players in this Magic team. 5-2. Probably will collapse somewhere towards the end of the season. middle of the season, but they're 5-2 right now, and they're a really hot team. And the last team who's hot right now, the Philadelphia 76ers. And I went into a lot of that in the headlines and stuff. Actually, let me add one more team who's hot. The New York Knicks. I am proud as a New York Knicks fan to say we are a good team this year. We are a good team. At the time of this recording, they are 4-3, playing at an extremely, extremely high level, beating the Hawks, beating the Bucks, beating other teams. The Knicks are playing at an extremely high level and one of the hottest teams in the NBA. Who do you think is playing at a high level in the NBA right now? Who do you think is not? Who do you think is underperforming? Leave that in the comment section. Now, the best for last question of the day. Today's question of the day is, will any NBA team catch up to the New York Knicks? No, I'm kidding. That's not the real question of the day. Today's question of the day is, will any NFL team who is not the number one seed, so that's excluding the Chiefs and the Packers, make the Super Bowl? So, if it isn't those two teams in the Super Bowl, who will it be? Will it be the Bills? Will it be maybe the Browns? Will it be the Steelers? Will it be the Bucks? Will it be the Saints? Will it be anybody else? That's the question of the day. Leave your answer in the comment section. But that's about it for Sports Words with Lane Frank, episode number 17. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Follow Squared Sports on Instagram, at Squared Sports. Follow Squared Sports on Twitter, at Squared Sport. Follow DB Podcast, the best podcast producers in the game, on Instagram, at DB Podcast. And stay tuned for the best sports content in the world.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store or online today. Ashley, for the love of home.